K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Whiskey 8, Alpha Golf Whiskey testing.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC85VF mobile.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF, KE8CB.
Good evening, Clayton. How's your day been?
That's okay. Yesterday was a real runner. Had a hose going down to that the inlet for the water coming in, going up to your toilet was leaking. So I had to get that off, which I couldn't do. I had to call somebody with healthier hands to get that off. It was on so tight. And had to remove the vanity because water was underneath it and everything. And so I'm printing some spacers, and I'm going to stick underneath the vanity to get it up off the floor a little bit and put that back today, hopefully.
Well, water problems are never any fun, that's for sure. That's something that you don't want to have to deal with, but it happens, unfortunately. And it makes a mess real quick. So, yeah, I've been there, done that. Flooded out the kitchen cabinet, flooded out the bathroom cabinet, down to the basement, and, yeah, never any fun. So, I was just busy all weekend trying to finish up my hardwood floor project. I'm 95% done. I got a little bit more to do next weekend, and then I can call at least the floor part of it done. Then I got to do the tile work in front of the fireplace, but I should be able to have that done in another weekend. So that was mine tonight. I got to stop at the lumber yard. I'm going to build a new workbench, basically, to put the 3D printer on. Right now I have it just on a portable printer stand that was used for just a regular computer printer. And the 3D printer moves around too much. That stand starts going to come apart here. It's not used to the movement that the 3D printer makes. So I'm just picking up some 2x4s and some laminate sheets and put together a small workbench to put it on something a little more stable.
Most common thing people do, I've seen online, when they have that kind of issue, when they'll build a special table for it, but they'll get a sheet of granite and stick on the table to add weight, and that eliminates the motion.
Well, that's not going to happen for the price of that. We're going to start with just 3/4-inch particle board and the 2x4 frame and see what it does. And unfortunately, it's sitting on carpet in the basement. And we'll see how stable it is. I don't want it too big. and I have a shelf underneath that I can put the boxes of filament and stuff and supplies and that on, so we'll see how that does.
Did you buy a dryer yet?
Yeah, I bought one of the Creality's dual filament dryers. It'll take two spools. Although, right now, the way I'm storing, I'm going to try it that way and see how it prints. The storage, the way that I'm storing it right now, I bought some, looking at some YouTube videos and some other things, some of these sealed plastic cereal boxes. And then you fill the bottom, or not fill it, but you put the desiccant in the bottom and put your filament in there. And then one person had a replacement top that you pop the cereal box normal top off, or the little spout, and you print a replacement that goes in there that holds a hydrometer, so you can see what the temperature is and what the humidity is inside the box. And I put one of the containers of the PETG in there and see what it was like. And I looked at it last night, and it's running about 12% humidity and about 72 degrees in there. So if it's stored in that condition, I may not have to dry it. I don't know. I'll have to do some experimentation, see how it works.
Yeah, I found PETG, you gotta, when you get first buy that, you gotta like dry that for a good long time. I bought Creality and I bought some other brand, and man, I had to dry that stuff for 48 hours before it would start to print proper. That stuff's it likes to be dry.
Well, I pulled just for an experiment. I got the boxes in last week, last Thursday, I think I got it. And I pulled it out of the box, and of course it's in a vacuum sealed plastic for shipping. And I pulled it out of the box and stuck it in the printer in the AMS for my printer. And I printed out several things with it with no problems. No stringing, no nothing, just right out of the package. And then I put it in the dryer just to see if it would do any difference. I put it in the dryer just for 3 hours just to see. And the dryer, I printed again with Pat G to go in there to see how that works. In that one, they've got two little pouches or two little cutouts in there to hold desiccant packets. Well, I replaced those with a holder that will hold the beads, plus a larger holder that just slides into the front of that dual unit that holds about 3 cups worth of desiccant beads. So I put those in there and put it in for 3 hours and printed another item that was a 5-hour print. And again, had no problem with it. It printed perfectly fine. It was a little bit different than what the PLA is, but it actually came out quite clean. I was surprised. Talking to Rick and that, he said, "Oh yeah, it gets stringy and all of that." I didn't really have any problems. So we'll see. We'll experiment some more.
Yeah, I just mocked up and printed out some bolt holders to hold the toilet seat down last night. They turned out pretty good. And for some reason, though, today the printer's acting up. It's like I wanted to print those spacers. Each one should take an hour. And I go down there, and it's printing so slow, and it says it'll take 11 hours to complete. And it's only 5 millimeters thick. And I haven't touched my computer for like 2 weeks. I come back and I load up to make those things yesterday. It only took an hour, and the printer started to act funny, and it didn't do the wipe motion. It tried to go straight to print, and because it didn't purge or anything, it couldn't print. And for some reason, the start G code was missing. It's like somehow it just decided to vanish. Luckily, I had a backup copy saved in a text file. Like, that was the weirdest thing. And that was on Kira. And I had a bamboo slicer as well. And that was acting funny, too, but I didn't bother digging into finding
K-A-B-A-C.
On that one.
Repeater Saginaw.
There's a new version available, anyhow.
What printer do you have?
I've got my cousin's Ender 3. He changed the processing board, the print head on it, and it's basically an Ender 3 Pro, similar to the V3 model, except it only has the one screw instead of dual vertical screws. And yeah, I think that's all he did to it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, since mine's an enclosed printer, it keeps all the heat in, so I think that that helps. Other thing Rick was saying about the PET G sticking to the build plate too much, I had problems with that, so I had bought, just reading some information and that, so I purchased some glue stick for it, and I'm using the Bamboo Lab filament. It's just, it's the same price within a dollar of basically anything else out there. And the nice thing about that, if you use their filament in the printer, they have an RFID tag on it, so once you put it in the AMS, it reads the tag and sets the printer to the proper settings for the heat bed and for the nozzle to heat that up. So everything's done automatically. You don't have to put any information in. So that it's supposed to help, I guess. At least the enclosed printer. I didn't have any problems. I took the three things that I printed, and one was about a 5 hour, one was a 6 hour, and one was just about an hour and a half print. And all of them popped right off the board. I didn't have any problems with them. I cleaned the board before each one, just wiped it down, and I didn't have any problems with it sticking or not sticking afterwards.
You're using the glass bed?
No, it's a textured PIE bed.
I like glass beds. And if you do use a glass one, clean it up real good before you use it. Get all stuff off. And if you have troubles with the glass sticking, I took a 1,000 grit diamond plate and filed it down a little bit, added, you know, basically giving it some really fine micro scratches, cleaned it off with alcohol, and my goodness, that PETG sticks to that glass bed every time. No glue sticks, no nothing needed. And all you gotta do to get your print off is just let it cool down to 60 degrees Celsius or less, and it just pops right off.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I didn't use the glue stick. I bought some. I bought the stick plus their liquid just in case, but I said, I'm going to see what happens. I printed a small print just to see if it would stick okay, and it no problem. And the first layer came out perfect. I do have a Well, that's a reversible plate that's on there that came with the printer. It's the same textured on both sides, and then I bought another one from another company that was a texture on one side and carbon fiber look on the other side. So I'm going to have to try. I haven't used that one. I'm going to have to put that on there and see. I'll try it with PLA first just to see how it does, and then I'll try it with some of the PETG to see how it does with that plate. So there's no texture to it. It's smooth, just has that diamond fiber look. So we'll see what happens.
Which slicer are you toying with?
What was that, Clayton? I didn't catch that.
Which slicer program are you experimenting with?
Oh, I'm using the one for the printer, the Bamboo Studio. That's designed for the Bamboo printers.
Yeah, that's a good one. But if you ever run into an issue printing something, keep Cura in mind, because Cura has a couple of features that Bamboo don't that can solve the issue with printing certain things. But, yeah, Bamboo's a nice printer. I like the fact that Bamboo allows you to write on your print in the slicer, so you don't have to do it in the still.
Yeah, I just watched a little video on that today about doing that. So, and they just had an update. So since I've had the printer in a month and a half here, they've had three updates to the software. So they've added some additional features. Somebody online came up with a way to save some of the filament so it wouldn't purge so much filament between color changes. So he redid the G-code in it that it would pull the filament back, the cold part of the filament back in the extruder 20 millimeters, and then cut it off then, so it saves 20 millimeters when you're taking out the old and 20 meters when you're putting in the new. So he said, you know, over time that'll add up fairly quickly. So Bamboo heard about it, and then in their two revisions ago, they added that to the slicer so that, and then you can go in and actually change the settings some more. He said you can go back to 0.5 or even 0.4 to save even a little bit more, and it works just fine, that there was no bleed over or anything when it changes color. So, yeah, there looks like they're fairly receptive from the community as far as suggestions and doing improvements and things like that.
Yeah, sounds like you're enjoying your new printer.
Yeah, so far. Most people print things that enhance the printer's capability, and that's what I got feet wet doing, printing a bunch of that stuff. And now I've been printing some stuff for the grandkids and stuff around the house, and you know, like I said, for the workbench that the plans have, you're just putting screws through the top down into 2x4s, and I said, well, I want a cleaner look, so last night I printed some L brackets to put underneath the screw into the 2x4 and into the top from under the underside, so I wouldn't have the exposed screws on top. And I guess it was for, you know, workbench outside that you're going to beat up, and that's one thing, but I wanted a little better look, so than the screw head showing. So, you know, just things like that, brackets and a variety of different things that I've done. So far so good, having fun with it, and hopefully I got to get into some of the 3D CAD programs. I've got signed up for a couple here just to try out, and did one where I made some modifications to somebody's plans just to see how it would work, and printed some things out, and it seemed to work out okay. So, all right, Clayton, I'm going to run. I've been sitting in the driveway, so wife probably wants me to come in and eat dinner, so I'm running a little late behind schedule anyhow.
KAZAC.
We'll talk to you later.
Repeater Saginaw.
KAZAC, back over to you.
I recommend AutoCAD's Fusion 360 for personal use one. It's free. And it's easiest to use once you learn how to use it. KEACB 73 and have a good dinner.
Yeah, I read just as you speak of that. I have that, and I did ShaperCAD and some other OpenCAD and a couple others that I've just been driving. And a lot of them use the Fusion, but I read on there that the free version is only good for 3 years.
I don't know about it, that. I didn't see that limitation. It's basically free for personal use, and you're allowed 10 cloud saves. After that, you got like archive them to make new ones. No big deal. But besides that, it's free.
All right, I have to try it out. But yeah, I was reading on there for the personal edition, and it says free for personal use for 3 years. So after that, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like, you know, $1,000 a year, and it's kind of like, well, they get you hooked, and then say, well, now I'm on it, I got to have this, so I don't know. Even for 3 years, it's something to try out, because mainly I just, not for me to design something, it's to change something that somebody's already done and, you know, give you the files, but some are in Fusion, some are in OpenCAD, some are in other programs, so we'll have to experiment. All right, got to run, KCAYVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.